Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Today I have another modest proposal how to reduce Lansing city government expenses at little or no cost to residents. To me, it does not make sense for government to compete in offering the same goods and services already provided by the private sector. Invariably, governments do not serve the public as efficiently as do the private suppliers. So either the government ends up restricting competition to force taxpayers to pay a higher price, or it charges a competitive price and makes up the losses through other collections from taxpayers. In Lansing, a perfect example is garbage collection. The City of Lansing has garbage collection operations in the Public Service Department in competition with multiple private companies. The private garbage collection companies operate at a profit. Yet, for the City of Lansing to match the prices they charge, the Public Service Department does not include all the expenses incurred for the city to also provide such services. For instance, the management and bureaucracy overhead expenses and often the capital acquisition costs for facilities and equipment are not all charged to the garbage collection operations of the Public Service Department. Often for city governments, they are not recorded as department expenses. Similarly, instead of being paid for out of fees collected for garbage collection services, at least some capital costs for facilities and equipment are paid out of general funds or by selling bonds, rather than being charged to the actual operating activity. For the sake of Lansing City Government's budget, the most sensible thing to do would be to sell the government garbage collection operations to a private operator. However, for Lansing residents who use city garbage collection services, you don't have to wait that long. You can simply switch your service to one of the private vendors. Every time someone switches, city government costs go down. If you don't need a full dumpster capacity every week, some people go together to share the cost. If you know other ways to help the Lansing City Government cut expenditures, please let me know. That's it for today. Come back Tuesday for a special edition next week of more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.